He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning, the Happy Columbus Day edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And it looks like the market is celebrating here today on this semi-holiday. I noticed that the freeways were pretty much as usual today, so I don't know how many people get Columbus Day off. Probably all the government workers, they get about 2 or 3 days off every week, it seems like. But us working stiffs, us private industry people, here we are at work today, pounding away, and so is the market. The Dow is up 136 points. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is at 18,376. I'm the guy that's been bullish on the market, had a buy signal on the market since March of 2009, and I'm a market timer, so you might want to stay tuned here over the next couple of years or whenever that recession rears its ugly head at some point in time. The S&P 500 up 15 points today, 2,168, 0.7% gain there. The NASDAQ is screaming today. Hear it in the background screaming? The NASDAQ is up 0.9% at 5,338. Energy stocks having a huge day. Crude oil up 1.7%. I'm the guy who said in early July that the new mega trend in the market was forming, and it was the energy patch. And that is happening. It continues to happen. Crude oil up 87 cents per barrel today, $51.85. Oil stocks flying this morning. Gold even having a good day. Gold is up today, 0.8%, up $10 per barrel at 12 per ounce at 1263. Silver's up 41 cents. The euro is down. That means the dollar up. 10-year yield 1.72%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of San Diego, California, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, the North County of San Diego, California, the Carlsbad area, home of the flower fields and Legoland and surf fishing and harbor fish and chips. Well, happy Columbus Day. Market having a nice day. We talked to our kids yesterday in Charleston, South Carolina. They're back home safe. Their home survived, no damage. We're happy for that. They spent about 6 or 7 days in a motel in North Carolina as Hurricane Matthew came through. Traders are bidding up the Mexican peso this morning. Well, Gunderson, is that a big deal? You know what? That is probably one of the best presidential election indicators out there. When the peso goes up, the market thinks that Hillary's going to be your next president, and Mr. Trump is not going to be the president. And also, the market wants Hillary. I've already said that. I've told you why. They want status quo. The market doesn't like any kind of changes. The market doesn't like any kind of unknown. So no matter who I want, no matter who you want, the market wants Hillary. And the market feels like Trump is pretty much done in this race. That's what the market thinks. And that's why you're seeing, well, another reason why you're seeing this rally today, in addition to the rising price of oil, traders bid up Mexican peso. I think the market has, for the most part, written off Donald Trump at the current time. Now, he did, I thought, have a pretty good debate last night. At least he stabilized a sinking ship, patched up a few of the holes, got the pumps working to at least keep the water from coming in anymore. But the market doesn't think it will be enough, at least at this point in time. Goldman Sachs goes bearish on the market this morning. You know what? They're the best contrary indicator I've ever seen. They went bearish on energy, on oil a couple weeks ago, right before the big deal the so-called production freeze deal went in and oil's rocketing higher. Well, now Goldman Sachs is bearish on the market. I say wrong again. British Petroleum's Dudley, CEO, says the oil market is currently in balance. Well, he thinks that right now supply is about even with demand. That's a good thing. That means that oil prices have definitely stabilized, and any kind of a pickup in demand will only push oil prices higher. In addition to that, we've got saying that they're ready to join the output deal as Putin's popularity in Russia ebbs and flows with oil prices. These days he's pretty popular again. He's not too popular here in America, however. Oil prices back up over $50 per barrel at $51.86 today. Twitter down 13.6%. I think I'll send out a tweet on that one. You know, over the years, I've learned a lot of hard lessons in the market. I am going to write a book sometime, 100 Lessons I've Learned in the Market. Of course, there's another 100 that I have yet to learn in the market. There's always something out there. You say, oh, boy, this one you thought you've seen everything. But one of my rules is don't buy stocks on rumors. Look at Twitter. I mean, if you were buying it on the rumor that they're going to get bought out, okay, Twitter got up to $24 a share on that rumor just 4 days ago. Where is it today? $17 per share. Rule number 56, don't buy rumor stocks. Twitter's getting clobbered. You know, Twitter just, I don't know, they can't figure out how to monetize that thing. When you look at them, the user base, Facebook's a billion. Over a billion, Twitter's nowhere close to that, and Twitter just cannot figure out how to monetize that thing. And it seems like all the suitors, the possible suitors, the potential suitors, Disney, Salesforce, Google, it seems like they've all walked on Twitter. And I don't know what becomes of Twitter at this point in time. Fang, let's sink our teeth into Fang. That's a stock I own. Woo, baby, look at that. Up 10% today. That's one we own in the Ultra Growth portfolio. Fang, which is a Diamondback Energy, speaking of baseball, Diamondback Energy lifts production guidance. Means we're going to get more oil out of the ground than we originally anticipated. And at $51 a barrel, you can add that into our EPS estimates for next year. Fang is flying today. Fang is a big holding at Gunderson Capital Management, along with many other energy stocks. Wells Fargo likes Under Armour. Well, you know what? I don't know if I'm listening to Wells Fargo anymore after what they've done. Under Armour, I don't know. There was a time when I owned Under Armour, but it's been a really flat stock here for a long, long time. So we'll let Wells Fargo like their Under Armour. I'm not listening. Wells Fargo also likes Deer, D-E. D-E, Deer, runs like a deer, $28 billion company. Deer Tractors, that stock is up 2%. I'm not that wild about Deer. Why? Because their earnings have been going down by 4% per year over the last 5 years. That doesn't fit my requirement of performance of a stock increasing their earnings and growth. This has been going the wrong way over the last 5 years. Meanwhile, Goldman Sachs also likes Coors. Well, I don't know what your brand is, but Goldman Sachs's brand is Coors. What is it? It's the water, the mountain beer, something like that. I don't know. You know, I don't like it, but Goldman Sachs likes it. Longbow Research likes Panera Bread. Well, you know, there's another one. You can like it. The St. Louis company has not been pretty level in earnings for the last several years. 7% per year over the last 5 years is not good enough for me. And lastly, BMO likes American Eagle. You know what? I don't like mall-based retailers. I'm sorry. I'm sticking with the online retailers. I bet my millennials in my family never go to American Eagle anymore. They sit back and they order online from their iPhones, from their smartphones. That's the demographics. That's today's demographics. Everything in life is cyclical, and that's the cycle that's winning right now. I'm going to avoid those mall-based stocks. Well, this is Big Picture Monday. Man, I put in the elbow grease and the time on Friday, 12 hours on Friday and another 4 Saturday morning to get you the very best information that I could possibly get you on the current state of the market that has been in a bull market for 7.5 years. What do we need to be worried about this week? Should we keep our foot on the accelerator for now? When we come back, we'll begin the discussion. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Tin soldiers
and Nixon coming. We're finally... Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Docs Now, second quarter of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. Well, I hope your sports team did okay yesterday. There was so much sports over the weekend, I can't even, don't even know where to begin. This is not a sports broadcast, but I have to mention the tough loss that the Texas Rangers took last night. And, of course, I call into Texas Dallas every morning to the Salem Radio Network SRN, where they broadcast my signal out, and there's a lot of broken hearts over there in Texas today, but they're celebrating in Toronto. And our Chargers, just when you thought you've seen every way to lose a game, they found a new way. The holder fumbled the snap for the tying field goal. He let it go through his fingers, and there went our season down the drain. We're now 1-4. Minnesota 5-0. What the heck is going on in Minnesota? Baseball, football, college football. Great day of college football on Saturday. The debate last night, man, I'm telling you, there was all kinds of entertainment to be had over the weekend. What was I doing? I was writing the newsletter all day Friday and several hours on Saturday. I'm going to guide you through your trip through the market this week. I'm your guide, Bill Gunderson, professional money manager who sits and fishes these waters every single day from start, from opening bell to closing bell and then some. Here are my current observations. Well, the big winner last week were the emerging markets, especially Latin America. Ah, man, I'm telling you, Latin America is just on fire. I continue to increase my exposure there. And the big winner last week was oil, energy. Oil was up 4.4%. Now, as we look at the market year to date, pretty tepid numbers here at home. S&P up just barely over 5% with less than 3 months to go. By the way, earnings season begins tomorrow. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up just 4.6%. Year to date, small caps have done a little bit better here in the U.S., but really the U.S. returns are trailing now. The emerging market returns, especially those of India, Latin America in particular, emerging markets are now up 16% year to date. I continue to increase my exposure there. Europe is the big loser so far this year. I have no exposure there other than a few U.K. plays on the sinking pound. Europe down 3.6% year to date. India is up 9.5%. China is up 9.0%. Get this. Brazil up 71.5%, which points out a very important fact. Maybe this is rule number 44, lesson number 44 of what I've learned. My two decades in the market. Political change can make for very lucrative opportunities around the world. Several years ago, when the Gandhi regime was voted out of India and Narendra Modi was voted in, he was very pro-business. And the Indian markets had really been stagnant for several years after having a torrid run. Back in about 2006, 2007 or so. And I took advantage of that political change. I bought just an India mutual fund and made a hefty profit. I want to say it well over 30% during the first year of Narendra Modi's regime and the regime change that took place. Well, look what's happened in Brazil with the impeachment of Dilma Rousseff. New regime coming in. Now, I don't know if the new boss is the same as the old boss, as the WHO would say. Probably. I don't know if there's less corruption than there was before. But political change can create opportunity in the market. Brazil is now up 71.5% year-to-date. I own several Brazilian stocks at the current time. The other place where there was massive political change here this year was in Argentina. Argentina, much more pro-business from the socialist regime that got ousted down there. And Argentina is also presenting a very nice opportunity at the current time. Will there be political change in America? It doesn't appear like it. It looks to me like the same regime will continue for at least the next 4 years. At least that's what the market thinks at the current time. But the emerging markets, particularly Latin America, are this year's leaders in the market. Gold is up 18.7% on the year, but it has really cooled off. Gold had a very torrid run while the Fed talked dovish. They talked dovish talk. That's all you could get out of the Fed was doves flying out of the mouth of Miss Yellen. And what do we have? We have gold rally, but recently they continue to signal a December rate hike. And that has completely cooled the jets of the gold market for now, and it's created a dollar that is strengthening. And let's not forget there's another factor. We have a sinking pound sterling, which is causing the dollar to rise, and that's also bearish for gold. Gold, however, to me looks extremely oversold at this point. I said in my newsletter over the weekend that gold looks very oversold, and it is bouncing back a little bit here today. Oil is also a big winner in 2016. Believe it or not, oil prices, that's West Texas crude, up 35%, not counting today, since the beginning of the year. And I've been saying for quite some time that I still feel like that the energy stocks offer more upside potential than any other sector in the entire market. Have I been right? Well, I'll let you be the judge. Not only do I like the energy stocks for income, especially in an interest rate sensitive world now, and I'm not saying that you should have 100% of your income coming from the energy stocks, but I have warned now for a long time about real estate investment trust, about utilities, the traditional areas for income. I've said you need to pivot away from that stuff. I said that in early July. I showed a chart of what's become of the utility sector since then, since that warning. The utilities are down about 10 or 11%. The REITs are down even more than that. Was I right on that call? I'll let you be the judge. My new call? I've been writing articles. In fact, I'm just waiting. I'm going to have an article released here any minute on Seeking Alpha that lists three of my favorite income plays in this environment, which is not friendly to interest rate sensitive instruments. I worry mightily about the bond market. So I give three examples of where I've pivoted to for my income investors. In fact, my income account currently has an average dividend yield of over 7%. Okay, when we come back, we'll continue. I'm your guide through a trip through the market on this Monday. This is Bill Gunnarsson. It is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back, Yoker. I was corrected on Ted Nugent. I thought he was from Minnesota. No, I guess it's Michigan, the Detroit area of Michigan. So, Mr. Ted, I know who Ted's voting for this political season. Well, let's get to some technical analysis of the market. I believe, you know, if you're going to stand on a stool and try to fix something way up high, you know, you kind of want a stable stool to stand on. I've been known to stand on an office chair with wheels. And, you know, that's probably not, OSHA would never go for that, not the safest thing. And I like to stand on a stool with three legs on it, at least, okay? Three legs, stable, steady, sturdy. For me, the three legs in the market are fundamental analysis or valuation, performance analysis or momentum, and technical analysis. Why not use all three? And there's a lot of people, you know, a lot of investors out there that swear. They swear by one of these, and they throw rocks at the other two. Okay, for the most part, a value investor does not get along with a momentum investor. Like a liberal and a conservative, they're never going to see eye to eye. They're going to agree to disagree. We think low P.E. ratio is the way to go. The momentum investor says we think relative strength is the way to go. And furthermore, the technical analysts are really the wackos. They're way out there in left field looking at their voodoo, you know, Ouija boards of technical analysis and the tea leaves and all this kind of stuff. Warren Buffett says he's never looked at a chart in his life. Now, I don't know if that's true, but that's what he claims. So the three kind of don't get along with each other. I'm a unifier. Let's bring them all together in a friendly little circle here, and let's have a powwow, and let's get them all together. I believe that there's a lot of good that comes from the value investors and the value side of things. But if you get carried away with a cause, I'm value only, and I'm closing my mind to momentum and technical analysis, I don't think you can do that. Value alone can get you into trouble. It got a lot of value investors into big trouble back in 08 and 09 when they rode the financials down into the ground with their low P.E. ratios. And on the other hand, the momentum guys are over here laughing. You know, they're saying if it's a low P.E. ratio, it more than likely has a relative strength of one or two, and that's usually the case. And they don't like those value, those stodgy old value guys in bow ties, coming from the Wharton Business School. The momentum guys tend to be a little bit more West Coast, the William O'Neill School of Thought. William O'Neill is based in Los Angeles, California. West Coast offense that Bill Walsh used to run at San Francisco 49ers and Don Coryell used to run down here in the San Diego Chargers in some of our better years. And the value guys hate those people and hate that discipline. But I think there's a lot of good that comes from it. It tells us what's hot in the market. It tells us the right places to be in the market, but it ignores value. And the value guys ignore momentum and performance. And then thirdly, the technical guys, oh, they come from all over. You know, there's a lot of people that have invented technical indicators. You've got John Bollinger with his Bollinger Bands, and you've got MACD, invented by, I can't think of his name right now, but he invented the MACD crossovers and lots of different technical analysis, which a value investor would say is hocus pocus. Well, I think a picture of a stock tells you a lot. It tells you whether it's in an uptrend or not. That's important to know. Tells you whether or not it's in a serious downtrend. Why would I want to buy a stock that's in a serious downtrend? Tells you if it's topping out and starting to roll over. That's dangerous. Tells you if it's been in a sideways trend and now it's breaking out. That's where I like it. To me, that's the sweet spot. So a quick look at a one-year chart or a five-year chart, how could I not look before I invest my money? How could I not look at a chart? All right. Well, that's the way I look at it. I think all three of them have their merits, and I like to combine all three. And obviously, technical analysis, what applies to an individual stock also applies to the market. Where is the warning going to be that the market is rolling over? Well, we saw it earlier this year. We had a horrible rolling over of the market in January. It caused me to take some precautionary action that cost me some points in performance in the short term. We're gaining those back now. But I also believe in protecting. I believe in capital preservation, too. I have a duty here to look after and protect people on the downside. The technicals of the market were starting to look pretty shabby earlier this year. Luckily, they picked themselves up by the bootstrap. The Fed did an about-face and turned the whole market around. What do the technicals look like today? Here we are, October of 2016. Ready to turn the page on a new year. We're 7-plus years in a bull market, which began in March of 2009. What's it look like now? S&P 500. Couldn't look better. It could look better, but it looks pretty good. We had a breakout about a month ago, 2 months ago. I said it was going to break out. It did break out. And now we're at or near all-time highs on the S&P 500. That is not a bearish chart. In fact, that's a very bullish chart. Dow Jones Industrial Average doesn't look as good as the S&P 500. Don't forget that the Dow is made up of a lot of those big dividend-paying stocks, which earlier this year were run up the flagpole to giddy heights. And now they're having air. Air is coming out of those helium balloons. But the Dow, having said that, still looks good. It's pulled back. It's pulled back to its breakout point. Now, by just talking about the technicals here, what are we leaving out? We're leaving out valuation. That's the bottom line. We'll probably get to that by Tuesday or Wednesday, probably tomorrow. But we're just looking at technicals here, okay? Just one of the three legs of the stool. How's the NASDAQ look right now? It looks the best of all the indexes. This has gone from a stodgy old dividend payer market earlier this year with a dovish Fed, people searching for dividend yield. This has gone to a more of a momentum, go-go type of market that favors technology, that favors growth. Growth is much favored right now over value stocks. The value stocks, for the most part, are your dividend payers. They got run up from a valuation point of view to very giddy heights. And I warned in July of this year, early July, July 5th to be exact, to run, not walk, away from those stocks that were part of that dividend-seeking crowd that was in a feeding frenzy. Feeding frenzies don't last forever. And they can leave behind a pretty bad wake in their place, and that has occurred. And instead, the market has shifted away from those areas of the market, the traditional income areas of the market, to the growth areas of the market. For the most part, growth stocks don't pay dividends. They plow back their earnings into more growth, which produces better and more growth. Keep that growth engine going as long as it can go. Eventually, we know that growth engines begin to putter out. Give you many examples. IBM, Intel, Microsoft, Cisco, they're not the growth engines that they once were. New trains have passed them by going up the hill and have faster and better growth. Those are the trains that I like to be on. Well, the NASDAQ train is one right now that looks very, very good. The Amazons of the world, although there's going to come a time when they're getting a little bit giddy. I have a client who has a large position in Amazon. It represents a large position of his portfolio. He transferred that account to me. I trim just a little bit off the top, like a haircut. took a little bit off the top of that Amazon position just to de-risk his port. He's nearing retirement, and he's mad at me today. You know, that's my business. But I said, listen, you still have a 9% position. Your overall portfolio is 9% Amazon. I still love Amazon. You still own 90% of the Amazon that you came to me with. And the stock I bought for you is flying right now. Anyways, this is Bill Gunderson. It is the big picture look at the market. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, He picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
To the final segment of the Best Docs Now Radio. Now, I know where that band comes from. Eh? Jolly Old England, Led Zeppelin. My ancestors are from Lancashire, way up in the north. Northumberton, something like that. Does anybody know where that is? They came over on a boat in 1830s, on a boat, 30-foot waves. I've read their journal, 63 days on the Atlantic Ocean. See, they didn't have steam engines at that time. It was by sail. They came to New Orleans. They went up the Mississippi River on a steamship. Half the people died on that trip from cholera. So my ancestors were very, very lucky to make it as far as they did. Ending up in Tooele, Utah, where the crickets came and ate their fields and their crops. Not an easy life. I think we all have crickets in our life from time to time. My other side came from Scotland, Glasgow, Scotland. Anyway, let's continue our trip through the market with your guide, Bill Gunderson, professional money manager, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Carlsbad, California. The flower fields right now are dormant, but in about February, the ranunculus, fields and fields of ranunculus, different colors, much like Holland, I guess. We're right next to the ocean here. Really, I guess a garden spot of the world. I really think it is a great spot to be in. I love our new little office here up in the Carlsbad area. Okay, we have looked so far at this year's scorecard of the market, wherein we find Brazil leading the pack by 9 strokes right now. Going to coast in easily with a victory here. Brazil up 71% year-to-date. Bringing up the rear, Europe, minus 3.6%. Oil red hot, up 35% for the year, not counting today. Latin America overall, taking in more than just Brazil, up 37% this year, probably going to win easily. And the market, U.S. market, very tepid, which doesn't even begin to tell the story. U.S. market up 5.4% as of Friday with a whole lot of risk. The massive sell-off in January, when it looked like there was no bottom to oil, energy, that looked like there was increasingly bearish or hawkish Fed at that time after a December rate hike, and they stepped back. They looked at plunging oil. They looked at the plunging market. They're not supposed to, but they did, and they stepped back, and they went from hawkish to dovish, just like that, bout face, and the whole market's turned around, and that's kind of been the story of the market this year. Now we're looking for our next rate hike sometime in December. Okay, let's finish up our technical analysis. We've looked at the U.S. markets here, at least from this guide's perspective, this guide who guides people through these waters every single day. I like the technicals of the U.S. markets right now. They like what they see in the markets right now, the markets do, what they see in the economy right now. and what they see in the world. The European market, however, continues in a downtrend. I would continue to avoid that. That's why I'm not an asset allocator that believes you should have 10 or 15% of your portfolio in Europe. It's horrible. It looks horrible. That's broken. It has big structural problems. UK, I think there's some opportunity there because of the sinking pound, which makes their products more competitive on global markets. There's some good dividend stocks to be had out of the UK right now. In an interest rate, in a world that's getting more and more interest rate sensitive all the time. Emerging markets, technicals look good. Powerful buy signal, July of this year, early July, that buy signal remains in place on the emerging markets. Gold technicals look poor. Oversold, but poor. From a long-term point of view, and trying to gauge where gold is headed from here, it's very hard to make a bullish case for gold. What gold needs is a sinking dollar, inflation that's heating up, and a Fed that's standing pat. It doesn't have any one of those three going for it at the current time. The British pound, I showed a chart of that over the weekend. That's the worst looking chart that I can show you. If you want to know what a bad chart looks like, I gave you a five-year chart of the British pound, this pound sterling, their currency, which peaked in July of last year and has been sinking ever since. It's gone from 1.69 clear down to 1.22. That's a 25% drop in their currency. The bond market. Well, the bond market's hanging in there. We did have a pretty sizable jump in interest rates last week. As long as the bond market remains under 2%, you're okay. But I think the bond market is fraught with risk. I believe that the risk-to-reward ratio is very much is against investors in the bond market. I have almost no exposure whatsoever to the bond market, which goes against conventional wisdom, if there is such a thing, of asset allocation. Lastly, the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar is firming up. It's strengthening. That's not good for U.S. multinationals, and that's not good for precious metals. Well, that finishes up our technical analysis. Tomorrow, we'll take a trip through the asset classes. Gold. Inverse funds, cash, bonds, stocks, real estate. What's your allocation right now? I'll let you know what mine is. Then we'll break it down into the sectors of the market. Where's the best fishing right now? There's a few areas of the market that are really producing right now. And there's several areas of the market that I would avoid right now. And then eventually we'll get down to the bottom line numbers, current valuation of S&P 500, expectations for next year, because that holds the key to where this market is headed next, and whether or not this 7.5-year-old bull could continue. Well, if you like what you hear on this show every day, Best Stocks, now why don't you check us out? We're professional money managers here. We manage money a little bit differently from the rest. We're not asset allocators. You can reach us through our website, GundersonCapital.com, or 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.